trigger warning. As much as the work we do together is for healing and wholeness, timing is also important. This episode deals with topics that may bring up strong feelings for you right now. Please see the show notes for specifics on what this episode covers. And if it's not right for you right now, please feel free to choose another episode. Welcome to Soul Awakening with Joy Troscott. The heart behind this podcast is to be a touchpoint for you when you need it most. Through each episode, we'll walk through specific areas which cover the many transitions of your life journey so that we can show up in this world with more ease, grace, and flow. This is a healing episode. These episodes are a way for us to unlock higher consciousness, harnessing inner gifts to transcend adversity and embrace our authentic selves. Now, let's begin.
So the title of today's one is Healing from Within. Oh, and I like that title because I thought, you know, we all looking at finding ways to come into higher awareness, into alignment, step into our integrity. We're all looking for this, and we're trying to heal so many of our traumas and the experiences we are having in this life journey. And then, of course, there are those little stranglers that are hanging on that are part of the embedded codes that are our ancestral imprints of pain and despair and hardship. So we are carriers of masses of information, and so we are holding all of this. We're either holding it in a conscious space in our being, or we're holding it in a subliminal or unconscious space of our being. We're also holding it energetically. So if you think about yourself having a genetic imprint, and you know that you belong to your line because you can see similarities, the imprints that came through emotional content and experiencings, connections and collisions in life experiences from our ancestors are the energetic imprints. So genetic and energetic, these are the imprints that we are holding. So genetic, we can see and we can pretty much do something about it if we want to. But the energetic are really hard to reach because we don't always realize that they're not ours. And we assume that we're broken and that there's something wrong with us and that we need to get fixed. Our healing needs to come from within our own being, because we are so unique and only we have the key to unlock the thing that is locked up inside of us. Nobody else has the key. We are the healers of our own being. So let's open the space for that so that we can come in and receive. This is our gift that we give to ourselves right now. So if you're happy in this moment, let go of your finger typing, let go of all the stuff, and let's spend a few minutes just dropping in and holding the sacred space so that we can receive. Become aware how gravity is holding you so perfectly. In this moment, if you can surrender into it, there is nothing you have to do right now. Allow yourself to simply be here. If your mind wants to wander away and set you on a task route, give yourself permission to bring yourself back and sit still. Sit still where you are. And allow your mind, body, being to find a way to recalibrate. The busy mind continues to be busy because we keep activating our system. Imagine that in this moment you can deactivate your system. That you will not pick yourself up and run off to do some little activity. Ask your being if it can just for a little while allow you that. And taking this beautiful breath into the body, feel the balance of your being, the masculine and the feminine, the right and the left. Drop your shoulders a little bit more and feel the balance from your shoulders to your hips, to your knees, to your ankles. We are holding ourselves in a time and in space and in a moment. And with all our awareness, we are marking this moment. Allow the stillness that you are bringing in now to absolutely mark a moment now for yourself. Your beautiful heart is beating. Your breath is coming and going. And all your systems in your being are functioning perfectly. Now take a deep breath in. And allow yourself to come back here in a much deeper way. That your whole sensory system can start to hear in a different way. That we can let guidance seep into us. And whatever is to come towards you, to uplift you and help you, support you and heal you, may you receive that and feel open to that. Open a feeling in your heart that says, I deserve, I allow, I'm willing, I give this to me. It is time. Take another deep breath in. Come on back. You're feeling calm, lovely, clear, grounded, calm. Only takes a few moments. If we learn how to do this and we use a signal like a bell or a breath or a mudra, if we just bring one signal to mind body to connect in and then drop in just every now and again during our day, we can reset, recalibrate, and come back into a realigned energy field. This is such a gift that we can give ourselves. Just breathe into where anxiety is in your being or where any disturbance in your emotional field, just breathe into it. Acknowledge it, be with it, be willing to be with it. So let's really, really think about how we're going to bring this healing in. We've got to knock out all these little systems that show us the sense of depletion with that we perceive in us. We are not lacking. We are not less. There is nothing that we cannot do because we have this tapping in, this ability to tap into magnificence, to all information, to all guidance. We're not just this one little singular cell that can only do this one thing, but we give our power away to so many other things. And when we do give our power away, we don't shine. And when we don't shine, we can't do as well. And then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way, isn't it? Trust yourself. My great-grandmommy used to say, love many. And then we adjusted this a little bit, but love many, trust you, and always paddle your own canoe. And I think, oh my gosh, that's so it. Love many, trust you, and always, always paddle your own canoe. Because nobody can paddle the canoe that is yours, that is you, other than you. That's who we are. We got to connect to this healing within. We are encoded in the same time that we have received all these codes and messages and imprint signals. Some people talk about templates. The same way we've received that and it's imprinted into our field, into our genetic and epigenetics and our awareness, the same as that has imprinted. We have so much knowledge that we can tap into. But funny how we just tap into the things that are wrong. And the reason why those poke us so much is because they don't want to be part of the system. So they're saying, hey, can you just look at me and ease this out for me? Could you please just let this go for me? Could you just pay attention here? And it pokes and pokes and pokes us. And then it gets our attention. But the problem is then it gets all our attention and then we focus in on only that, this thing that seems to be wrong or bad or not functioning properly. And then once we focus in on it, it's like we put a great big spotlight on it. And guess what? Everyone around us goes, oh, there you are being insecure. So I'm just going to help you get that insecure feeling sorted out and I'm going to help make you feel very insecure. We put our stuff in a spotlight when we only spotlight the pain that we are feeling or the hardship we are feeling. And then everybody starts to see that and starts to show it to us, reflect it to us and speak of it to us. And then eventually we believe it. But it's nonsense. It's not. That's not the truth. That's not how it works. If you think about our grandparents and great-grandparents, they didn't have time to do their inner work. They just had to get on with jolly well living and surviving and running the farms and making their day-to-day existence work for themselves. There wasn't time for anything else. And the lives were not as multifaceted as what we are experiencing now. We are being bombarded from every single level of our awareness right now. And there's no escape. We don't escape. We don't allow ourselves any escape. Our devices are constantly flashing. Our radio stations and then television is constantly coming and people are constantly nattering into our energy field. Out, sink down, get into your center, reset. Our systems just want a reset point. That's all it wants. And if you can give yourself a few reset points during your day, every day, your system will learn that this is how we come back and reset. We rely on our sleep time to do that. And our sleep time is magnificent at doing that. So as we sleep, we are able to release and we shift into a different frequency as we're sleeping. And it's at that point that this body releases all the static energy and everything it doesn't need. But the problem is that we're not giving ourselves decent time to sleep. We are going to bed so exhausted, or we're helping ourselves to relax and getting too inebriated. And we're not coming into that place where we can just gently calm down, breathe, relax, 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 rest. And then the body goes and it resets as quickly as that. 40 million bits per second. It's so rapid. It's so fabulous. So if you have noticed this when you go to bed, you've had a staticky kind of a day and you rest and you're lying down. And as you're dropping off into sleep, you have this jolt, this little jerk thing that runs through your system. And as it does that, your body at that point is throwing out all the static energy that it doesn't want and doesn't need. And our bodies must go into that space as we drop down towards deep delta sleep. It's got to go through theta, theta. And as it goes through that, that's when the magic happens. Our mind and bodies know how to do it. The body knows how to do it. It breathes for you. The heart beats. The systems work. So as we drop in, your body does it. It throws out all the static energy that you no longer need. Sometimes it wakes us up, and the moment it wakes us up, the brain says, oh, so sorry, sleeping on the job. So don't worry about that. You were just dreaming. You jumped out of a plane or you dreamt that you'd fallen off a step. It'll give you a story and you go, oh, yes, that's true. That's right. That's right. And then we go back to sleep because the body's got to reset, restore, because it knows how to heal itself. The healing is within already. There's nothing external that we have to do to bring healing into our being. That mechanism is already there and fully installed in our being. If we were a computer system, that gift of that installation would be our best app, wouldn't it? We would be our reset app. The problem is that we don't give ourselves permission, we don't give ourselves time, or we don't believe we deserve it. We have this idea that we've got to drag ourselves through this life and it's got to be hard, it's got to be a lot of suffering, and only then we're going to die and then we'll be released from it. Not true. The only way we can release is to let it out. Not to shame and blame ourselves and hold it and think that we're miserable. Isn't this something? It feels like we are being so supported with so much coming in, but we have got to stop and stand still and allow ourselves to receive these so that we can reset. So I have a whole theory around the energy of disconnect to reconnect, but just in its basic understanding of it, we have got to disconnect our entire thinking, feeling, sensing, being system to reconnect into a much higher frequency. But it's like listening to one of those old radios, and you would turn the dial and you would have to turn this little knob and then you would listen to a radio station. And if you chose not to listen to that one anymore, and you got fed up with what it was playing, being pushed into the airwaves, and you didn't want to hear it anymore, you would have to turn this dial. And you would have to turn it, and especially where we were in South Africa, a long way until you got to where you could catch another radio station. So we've got to do that. We've got to disconnect from what we've been listening to and how we've been functioning and holding ourselves. And we've got to be prepared to go across some static until we reach this other space that we're truly seeking. And we don't even know if it's out there, do we? We never knew if the other radio station was even out there, if they were still broadcasting. But there was a sense of trust and a longing and hoping that there might be something else. And we tune towards that. And why do we do that? Why do we tune ourselves towards something else? It's because these hearts of ours are calling us towards that. Just listen to your heart. What is your heart calling for you? And the great torment that we are experiencing now is this contrast where things are not looking great around us. And we have this longing in our being for it to be the direct opposite of that. That longing knows that there is another station that you can tune yourself into, something else, a different signal. And that is where we will feel the sense of the heart coming home. The sense of coming home. So let's drop in now and let's hold the space and let's come to that reset point. Take a deep breath and let's drop in again as we do each time. And imagine that inside of this is the light and the frequencies that will support you and hold you. Feel safe, loved, held, and nurtured here. Mark the space where you are by creating an anchoring energy, drawing your divine light through you, down and into the earth. And see yourself marking a moment right here. As you rest into your being, ask your guides, the divine presence, the highest vibration of light and love, to pour an energy of healing light, great comfort into your being. Imagine that you can open the top of your crown, arms reaching up to receive, allowing this beautiful energy simply to flow through you. Just imagine it. Allow it to touch every cell, bone, marrow, nerve, tissue, fiber, every atom and every mitochondria and every telomere of your being. Imagine that you are here sitting in the presence of a shower of divine light. And this gift is coming to you because you are sitting still and opening up your energy field to receive. And there is nothing more dramatic than that. Nothing else that we have to do. A willingness to just stop. And a willingness to receive. And using our mindfulness instead of being busy-minded, to imagine light, to imagine wellness flowing into us. And then to breathe and open it up into our body and feel our body expanding in the in-breath and receiving more and more and more. And each time you breathe out, imagine that this cleansing, clearing, healing light is releasing all that which no longer serves us and pouring it down into the ground to become neutralized and cleared away. This divine light energy knows exactly where to touch and heal and clear, cleanse and seal and cauterize. Let your whole body just trust. We awaken our willingness to heal from deep within. Our healing potential begins to shine from deep within. We begin to attract towards this beautiful human being, this high vibration of light and love. And there is nothing I have to do except allow for this one moment in time to reset and reconnect in the most divine, wonderful way. Beautiful you. For as long as you can, stay there and feel as if you are running an energy light frequency, running a program through you, and just allow and relax and receive. The healer is within you, and your divine guidance knows exactly what it needs to bring in for you to do the most superb, unique, delightful, magnificent journey that you are designed to do. You are divinely and magnificently embedded within with all the codes for your absolute worthy, wonderful life. It's all in you already.
Thank you for journeying with Soul Awakenings today. If this episode resonated with you and you'd like to share your experience with Joy, you will find all the links you need in the show notes. Also, please give the show a 5-star rating and leave a comment. You can also sign up to Joy's mailing list for additional resources and support. As always, it is an honor to walk this journey called life with you. Together, let's find the healing we need to find the harmony our soul seeks. Remember who you are and be the gift. The world is waiting for you. Choose and choose well.